pigs did not fly. As ranking Democrat Ben Cardin noted, Congress has had to come to terms with a long-standing reality.
I don't think we'll convince any administration, Democrat or Republican, that Congress should have any role in anything that they do. We understand that. That's a given.
And yet, with the accommodations made yesterday, Congress will likely play a role in any deal reached with Iran. David Wall, NPR News, Washington.
Congress? Compromise? Wow. This is NPR News.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 523 and three quarters up two. Soft May wheat, 499 and three quarters up two and three quarters. May corn, 375 up one and a half. July, 382 and a quarter up one and a quarter. December, 399 and three quarters up three quarters. Let's go out to July of 16, 421 and a half down one and a quarter. May soybeans, 972 and a half, and they're up 12 and a quarter. July, 975 up 11. November, 956 and three quarters up eight and a half. May soybean meal, 316.60 up $3. May soybean oil, 31.65 up 35 cents. April live cattle, 160.77 and a half, up 117 and a half. April feeders, 215.10 up 190. And April lean hog, 63 even, and they are down 17 and one half.
You could be the talk of the elevator with your own personal cell phone answering message from Dave Dickey.
Good agricultural day to you. This is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Leave your message after the beep for George.
You can have that or another custom message on your cell phone from Dave by calling now at 217-244-9455 with your pledge of agricultural support. We'll randomly pick up to five winners, one for each day of our spring pledge drive.
And you can either call 217-244-9455 or you can give online at willpledge.org. And alongside is Les Schulte, unless it is day two of our Dave campaign. Mm-hmm. And so it is time for us to go ahead and try to draw up another winner. So do you have the big envelope?
Go
now?
Yeah.
All right, all right. Jim and Janet Allman from Kankakee, you are the winner.
And we'll be getting a hold of them and letting them pick out a message for me to put on their cell phone. But the good news is, if you've been wanting to do this and you've been thinking about it all week, you can do it and get in on the drawing tomorrow by calling 217-244-9455.
Or going online to willpledge.org and making your pledge of support to WILL and to the agricultural services that you receive from this radio station. If you find them important to your business, if you use them in your farming operation, if you listen to the radio broadcast or maybe a podcast online or get the e-newsletter, we bring you all kinds of agricultural information in all sorts of different formats and different ways that you can use them. If you find that's valuable, if you appreciate that about this public radio station, make a $120 a year contribution to this radio station. That's just $10 a month if you want to set it up on a sustaining membership plan. But really, it's whatever fits into your budget. Maybe it's $250, maybe it's $500, or maybe it's something else. You decide, but make this call right now at 217-244-9455. It's also very important you do it now because we have a challenge going on, a Spring Ag Fund Challenge put together by folks like the Andersons and Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting. They will add $2,250 to our pledge total. When we hear from 100 people by the end of Friday, the end of Friday, who will have pledged their support and mentioned agriculture as one of the services they appreciate. So when you do that, when you call 217-244-9455, mention ag.
Yep, do double duty, and we will take those dollars and plow them back into the service to provide you all the great programming and marketing analysis that you've come to trust and use over the years. And we look forward to doing that. But we need your call, 217-244-9455. On the phone now with his market analysis is Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities out of Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Dave. I just wanted to take a moment and thank you for all the years. And as we go into this spring planting season, farmers generally over their lifetime get 30 or 40 attempts to plant a crop. And this being your last one, but you certainly put a lot of effort and a lot of good information out there for farmers to listen to over the years, and you're certainly appreciated for that.
Thank you very much for those kind words, Chuck. Also, we ought to look at the marketplace where soybeans this morning is in the green and some double digits in the nearby.
And even corn is playing along. So the bean market getting a little bit of a recovery rally. Technically, it's kind of the time of the year when the beans can rally. So if we can get them high enough, it may be a time again to producers take advantage of that rally, and maybe it gets strong enough again to help pull that corn market along with it too.
I do know that the way the wheat market has reacted in recent trading sessions, that you really need to be on your toes, because boy, did that wheat market decline in a big hurry, and makes you wonder whether corn might follow at some point.
I think we got to look, in the past 4 or 5 years, we've seen the fund money come in and help support the market and push it higher. And as we went into this winter and as we've gone into spring, the funds have become more sellers and buyers and become more price negative. So a little bit different mindset producers need to look at here is going back to the old days, let's say, and taking advantage of selling rallies. And what could really make that change, or what could turn this market around, is weather, but certainly, you know, that may be down the road a bit before we could find something to get it really excited again.
A lot of corn remaining in producer hands, old crop corn. That's an implied long in the bin, but the market might be saying maybe let some go. What are you telling your people?
Well, at this point, it's coming down to, as a producer, if you're going to move it, it's going to have to happen pretty soon, because farmers are going to be out in the field and they're going to switch their focus. We may see the market bid up a bit as producers are out there, but bottom line is we're struggling to get any kind of a major rally going. If you're really going to hold on to that crop, you're holding on to see if there's a summertime weather event that turns this market around significantly.
And if weather is benign, then you're dealing with two crops, essentially.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, that goes back to the old days when we would focus on what was in the bin, and if we got another good crop coming, farmers eventually will clean that out to make space for the new crop. So, again, that's kind of an old school way we used to look at marketing maybe 5 to 7 years ago. Going forward now, that's the situation we're in, and producers need to take advantage of rallies. If you want to be more optimistic, or you might think that there's a weather event coming, then, you know, transfer ownership over to some call options, not being totally long in the bin.
Where would you suggest that producers make their next incremental sale?
Well, I think at this point, if we could rally this market back 10 to 15 cents, it's certainly time to make a serious effort to let it go. We get back towards the upper end of the range, we've not been able to break out of there. And at this point, again, you'd probably need to be realistic and say, that's the upper end, I should make some sales, and then, again, consider re-ownership if you're worried about what may happen down the road.
And before we let you go, a word about livestock, particularly the feeder cattle market.
Well, when you look at the livestock market, cattle in particular, we've had a huge sell-off. It's starting to come back, I think, and looking at feeder cattle, the reality of it is it's getting back to where the market is. We should have a bigger supply of feeders coming into fall, so cattle market recovering. Another thing to keep a note of is when you look at where the April futures are and April cash price against the June, there's about a $10-$11 discount. Be interesting to see if the June contracts come up to where the April is going to go off the board.
Thank you very much, Chuck.
Thank you, Dave.
Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana, one of 21 analysts that we have on each and every week to talk about the markets, Les. Yes,
and that's one of the things, I think, really the unique thing about the way we present agricultural information. A lot of stations might have an analyst that they use to make a couple of reports throughout the week. We have 21 different analysts that we talk to, and that's information that you can use to make your decisions. So you're not just getting one opinion or one person's view of things. You're getting a variety of opinions and views of the markets, and that's really what you need to make wise decisions, and that's what we're all about here. You give us the power to do that when you make those pledges of support at 217-244-9455. Or online at willpledge.org.
And you also have an opportunity to get in on that ringtone from Dave, and also have the opportunity to put about $2,000+ in the kitty. And oh, by the way, in case you were wondering, that kind of money is enough to run our evening program for an entire year.
That's right, and it's